shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Ignite Your World Ministries and the Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Joe's Meats and Deli for their underwriting support of this program.
Stop by for all your cold cuts and deli meats. Joe's Meats and Deli offers the finest quality select cuts of beef, pork, chicken, sausage, and bacon strips. Just ask Bob the Butcher for your finest selections. Joe's Meats and Deli also offers homemade frozen dinners for two. Pick them up, put them in the oven. 30 minutes, dinner served. Perfect for the family on the go. Why spend time cooking in the kitchen when you can sit back and relax while Joe's Meats and Deli does it for you? Joe's Meats and Deli, located at the Bridge Plaza on the corner of Westmoreland and Port St. Lucie Boulevard in downtown Port St. Lucie.
Ignite Your World, Inc. and the Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Chris Marvin Electric for their underwriting support of this program. Chris Marvin Electric is licensed and insured. Chris Marvin Electric, now specializing in generator home installations, and is licensed for residential or commercial installation. Call today for honest, reliable work done correctly and efficiently. Chris Marvin Electric can be reached at 754-246-4129. That number again is 754-246-4129.
Have you been hurting from addiction, past hurts, fear, insecurity? Maybe your marriage is falling apart or your kids seem distant. If any of this sounds familiar, then it's time to break free from the chains, pains, and stains of the past. 2 Corinthians 3:17 declares, "Now the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." Breakaway Recovery Group meets every Friday night at 7 p.m. in the Truth Church Cafe. Come out for a great worship experience. Sound teaching, small groups, and coffee. Don't you think it's time to be free from everything that's held you back? Truth Church is located at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce, 34981. For more information, please call 772-461-8555.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Even now, can we
The word nevertheless is a word bridge that takes two ideas that can be in opposition to each other. And the first part of it can be factually true, or it can be wrong. It could just be a lie. Amen? That both of these things can be in complete opposition to each other. And it doesn't matter if the one's true in the beginning or if it's fictional in the beginning. It doesn't matter if it's true or not. What matters is what comes on the end of it. Amen. What comes after it. Amen? It can be an absolute fact, but the word nevertheless means I'm shifting the weight of what I said on the front end to the weight of what I'm saying on the back end. And what I'm saying on the back end is way more important. Forget about the first part. Amen. Come on, amen? In other words, it might be true. The doctor said I had cancer, but nevertheless, my God put a word over my life and said I'm healed. Come on, somebody, amen? It might be true that you lost your house. Nevertheless, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Come on, are you here? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there are times in the school year when, and I just shared it with you, when it doesn't seem like we're ever going to pay our bills. I had to have a nevertheless moment this week. That's why you're hearing this sermon this morning. I started running a fever on Monday. I was down. I was sick. I was coughing. I was hacking. Kim was sick. Her dad was sick. The baby got sick. We were in the hospital for 3 days with the baby, with staph and MRSA infection. The finances didn't show up on the scene the way we thought they were to pay all the bills around here. We were attacked emotionally. We were attacked physically. We were attacked spiritually. We were attacked financially. We got hit on every side. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You ever been hit on every side? Yeah, and then we found out we're the victims of identity theft. Both of us. Somebody been filing taxes in our names for the last 2 years. And all this is coming in on us. I'm going, wow, what is going on? This ain't what. I start looking up to heaven going, God, is it time to get out of here and move to Tennessee? That's always the first thought the devil comes to me is Tennessee. I don't know why Tennessee. I don't know. It's the first thing the devil says. Tennessee. They're ripe for the picking up there. They don't even know who you are. They don't know nothing about your background. Go to Tennessee and preach. You'll fill the church up. I mean, at some point during the week, there had to be a word that I believed that was over my life that had to rise up and cause me to have a nevertheless moment. Come on, amen? Oh, my God. Praise the Lord. Nevertheless, I'm about to put the weight on what I'm believing against the things that I see in my natural life. I'm putting it on what God said, on His Word. And if the Lord is on my side, it don't matter who ain't on my side. If the Lord's on my side, then no weapon against me can prosper. Amen. And every tongue that rises against me, I can condemn it because there's a Word over my life. Amen. And I know that God's got a Word over this church, and He's got a Word over this school, and He's got a Word over this place, and He's got a Word over my life. Amen. And God's going to make sure that the Word is taken care of. Nevertheless, hallelujah. If this place closes down tomorrow, it don't change anything for me. Nevertheless, my God is able. Come on, I wish somebody would shout nevertheless this morning. Praise the Lord. That's why we need to understand that nevertheless has to become a strategy in our lives. It has to be part of our DNA with everything that we approach in this life. We've got to be able to have a nevertheless attitude. Amen. When the bank is calling, when they're coming to get the car, when the money doesn't seem to be there in time, we've got to be able to say, nevertheless, my God is able. Listen, the unemployment rate is off the charts around here. People can't find work. I say, nevertheless, my God is able. Sometimes you just got to stop. Get out of the mud of what you've been wallowing in and crying in and weeping in and feeling sorry for yourself about, and stand up and take a stand in the middle of your living room and declare nevertheless over your life. Declare nevertheless over your family. Declare nevertheless over your finances. Declare nevertheless over your job. Come on, somebody shout nevertheless. My God is able. So there ain't enough money to get it done. Nevertheless, my God can get it done. He shall supply all my needs according to His riches and glory. And how many know when I begin to live this way, then nevertheless becomes a tool in my arsenal. The devil don't know what to do with me. He don't know how to attack me. He don't know how to come at me. He don't know how to get at me and get in my mind, because every attack that he comes at me with causes me to shout nevertheless. My God, amen. It's a tool that casts down high imaginations. It's a tool that allows us to rebuke the circumstances of our life, those things that dictate the outcome of our lives. My God, I thank God for nevertheless, because it moves obstacles out of the way. It moves my heart. It moves my emotions. And it begins to create and confuse the enemy. It brings chaos into the enemy camp. So, man, we got a hold of this fat, bald dude down there at Truth Church. We should have left him alone. We should have never messed with that little guy down there. He's bringing that nevertheless weapon out. Come on, somebody. Help me this morning. Come on. Can I just ask you a question this morning? What is it that will keep us giving when we haven't reaped? What is it that causes us to still sow when there hasn't been reaping? And what is it that keeps us praying when the prayer has gone unanswered for years and we haven't seen the results that we've been believing before? What is it that keeps us praising Him when it seems like God seems so distant in our lives? Come on, somebody. Amen. Can I just say this today? It's when we're determined in faith to say, nevertheless. Nevertheless. I mean, in this scripture, Peter, James, and John, they weren't the fathers of the church yet. They were just some teenagers that were out fishing on this day. They're just looking forward to their future. They made plans for a big fishing enterprise, a fishing business. Peter was doing pretty good at it. He had more than one boat. I mean, that's a good job. He had more than one boat, amen? They come in one day, and they've been out fishing all day. They hadn't caught nothing. They're out there mending their nets. They're washing their nets, and they're getting ready for the next night of fishing. I mean, that's a sign of faith right there. They didn't catch nothing all day, and they're out there fixing their nets for the next day. It takes a little bit of faith to do that. A lot of people just throw down nets and say, oh, I didn't catch nothing. This ain't no place to fish. Throw the net away. I know people like that in church. I put $100 in offering. I didn't get $1,000 back next week. That guy's a false prophet. They had faith for the next day. Amen? Praise the Lord. I think that's pretty cool. That says a lot about him. I think Jesus saw that. Amen? They were out there washing and mending the nets, and Jesus shows up. He borrows one of their boats, and he kind of sets out on the water a little bit so he can have a meeting, and he begins to minister to the crowd, and he begins to teach parables, and he begins to give them truth that changes lives and revelation. And when he's done, he decides that he wants to bless Peter, James, and John because they let him use their little boat to preach on. There's two things I want you to see here. You can write these down. How do I live? And how do I move in a nevertheless moment? How do I live and how do I move in a nevertheless moment? Number one, in order to move into a nevertheless moment, you have to be willing to lay down your own reasoning. Amen. Let me try that again. In order to move in the nevertheless moment, you have to be willing to lay down your own reasoning. How many of you understand until we're willing to surrender our own thoughts, we'll never live by His thoughts? As long as we keep doing it our way, we'll never do it His way. And if we don't surrender our wisdom, we'll never have His wisdom. We'll just be intellectually stimulated by our knowledge of the Word of God. Rather than led by His Spirit. Here's what Peter said to him. Peter said, Master, we fished all night long. We've been out there all night. God, we haven't caught anything, Jesus. Nothing. We haven't even caught seaweed. It was a rough night. We're fishing all night. How many know what he's really saying? Is he saying, Jesus, you know what? You're a rabbi and you used to be a carpenter and you might know something about building a house and you might know something about teaching the Torah and you might know something about teaching on life. But let me just tell you something. We're the fishermen. We do this for a living. And you might fish once in a while. But we do this for a living, Jesus, and we're the professionals. We know how to fish. We appreciate your advice of going back out there again, and we appreciate your teaching, but we know how to fish, Jesus. We understand how to fish. Come on, do I got time? Can I just go a little deeper with you this morning? One of the most challenging things for us to do as believers is be willing to embrace the fact we don't know everything about God. Come on, some of us live with people that think they know everything about God, don't we? We got friends that they think know everything about God. And they're always trying to tell you how you don't know anything about God. I know some things God does, we're just going to have to say it's a mystery. I don't understand it. Don't make sense to me. It's a mystery. It ain't going to change nothing. Nevertheless. You know, and that's tough, especially we're in a place where we can't predict the outcome. Yes. Amen? Amen? Especially we're in a place where we can't figure it all out, because how many know we like to figure it all out? Come on. We just want God to be logical. And we want God to make sense to us instead of living this life on the edge of excitement, living this life on the edge of danger, amen, where His mercies are new every morning, where you have to trust God for $28,000 in 5 days. I mean, that's exciting and scary. I would love for God just to have wrote a check a week ago. And I could have walked in and said, here you go, Beverly. God supplied every need again. No worries. And then she would have walked out and gone, that's my pastor, such a man of faith. Now I'm getting the look. Does he really know what he's doing? We want God to be logical. It makes sense to us. Amen? Yes, we do. But it's scary sometimes out there. It's risky. Faith takes a risk. We get nervous and we get a little fearful and we just want God to make sense. God, I don't understand. Have you ever times you ever prayed that? God, I don't understand. God said, they're going, well, you weren't meant to. Not yet. Can't deal. You can't handle that yet. Amen? Like Jack Nicholson in that movie. You can't handle all the truth yet. You know, God gives us revelation through our lives so that we're on a journey. If God told you where you were going to be at the beginning of your journey, half of you wouldn't go. If you knew what you had to go through to get there. You'd be like, no, thank you, Lord. I'll take my chances. We want God to answer us. We want God to answer us right away sometimes. And the only problem is we really just don't know what we want. We just think we know what we want. But how many know God really knows what we want? God knows us better than we know ourselves. Amen. And not only does he know us better than we know ourselves, but God really knows what we desire. He knows what's on the inside of your heart because he put it there. He put that desire in you. And it's God's good pleasure to give it to us. He takes pleasure in that. Amen? Amen? But let me just tell you this morning. You might not like this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. God will never let you get his stuff your way. God will never let you get his stuff your way. See, some of us think we're so cunning that we can just work God over and get it anyway. Well, God understands me. No. God's not going to let you do anything that's going to hurt yourself. Amen? Amen? He'll let you reap what you sow so you can be benefited by it. Amen? Most of us don't really even have a problem with the holiness of God. We can handle it. God's holy. We handle the fact that God's all-powerful. But most of the struggle that people have with God is that God is omniscient. That he's all-knowing. That he knows everything. And he's got all the wisdom of all the universe. It's all in him. And that some things we're not going to be able to understand. And we just have to understand it's a mystery to us. God knows everything. Every thought. Every desire. Every motive of your life. Even when you've justified to yourself that you did it for all the right reasons, God knows deep on the inside of you why you really did it. Even though you've lied to yourself and bought into your own press release and walked out of the house feeling good saying, that's why I did it. God knows why. Come on, amen. We're getting down into the nitty gritty this morning. He knows all that. Guess what? He still loves you. Isn't that awesome? You know what? It's tough to, you know, I have a hard time dealing with God's omniscience because we take all of our expectations and all of our amazement and his mysteries and we tuck them away inside of our hearts and in our minds. And then we start praying in faith. And while we're praying, our little minds are hard at work trying to figure out how God's going to answer the prayer. Come on, we got one guy that'll write a check to our ministry every now and then. Sometimes he'll just drop a check in the mail for $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 and send it to us out of the blue. Don't think my mind hasn't went there this week. God put it on his heart. You too, huh? But we just don't know how God does it. Come on, amen. And what happens is we start assuming that we know that what God is going to do next. And come on, how many of you understand that God doesn't necessarily want you to figure it all out? He doesn't want you to have all the answers all the time. Amen? So what he does is he'll come along and he'll begin to challenge our assumptions. He'll begin to challenge us because what happens is when we reduce God to logic, and listen, how many know we make our decisions based on what we think about God are all based on our logic? That if this is true and this is true and this is true and this is true, then this must be true about God. We're deductive creatures. We deduce. We use logic when we try to figure out what God's doing in our lives. It makes sense. We take the word of God. We compile it. We make a logical decision. But how many know that's not what God always operates by? Because we don't have the full revelation of his word. That's why you can keep learning his word every day and learn something new and get new revelation and get new truth in your life. Amen? Yeah. But that's how logic generally works. We gather information and we deduce. So what we do is we take God and we say, well, if God said this and God said this and God said this and God did this and God did this and God did this, then we build this assumption about what God's going to do in our life. And then we start seeing a picture of it the way I did. I thought I was going to go to Christ for the Nations for 2 years. And for months I was good and ready to go to college. But I only went for 2 weeks. My college came through a drug rehab. So we do that with God and we make these assumptions about God. But God just comes along every now and then and he challenges our assumptions. What we think. He stirs our little pot up because we assume certain things about God. And we assume that we're too old to do that now. And we assume that we're not the right person to do it this way. And we assume that God could never use us that way. Yes. We make these assumptions about our life. Amen? Amen? We assume that we can never own a house because it's never worked out for us before. And we'll probably never own one. Come on, amen? Amen. We cannot do that. See, the problem is in the beginning, God made man in his image. And ever since then, man's been trying to make God in his image. Been trying to make God like us. Oh, come on, amen. That's part of our problem. I listened to Charles Stanley on the radio. He's talking about Thomas Jefferson. T.A. Tozer wrote a book about Thomas Jefferson one time. And you know, Thomas Jefferson went through the whole Bible and he cut out every supernatural miracle out of the Bible. And he rewrote his own Bible. Then about 100 years later, one of his great-grandchildren took and published that Bible. It's called the Jefferson Bible. It was published in 1894. But he left all the moral teachings of Jesus. And one of the reasons we got Thomas Jefferson like that is because Thomas Jefferson was an ambassador over to France. And he was over there during the time in the era of the Enlightenment. This great philosophical teaching of enlightenment where Jesus was a good man and a good teacher, but he really didn't raise from the dead. He really wasn't born of a virgin. He was a bastard child and did some great things, but he wasn't everything the Bible said he was. And he really began to believe that about Jesus, so he took out all that stuff that was supernatural and he wrote a new version of the Bible. It's called the Jefferson Bible. You can see it, you can read it online. And he based his life off of the good teachings of Jesus. And Charles Stanley said, you know, I began to think about that. And one of the things that occurred to me is that Thomas Jefferson basically took his life, born out of wedlock, grew up to be a good moral man, and he imposed his life on the life of Christ. And really what he was doing was trying to make God in his image so that his life could make sense to him. But I mean, no, it's not going to. Come on, are you here this morning? It's not going to. He couldn't imagine God doing anything that was illogical because he was such a logical person. He only believed in a logical God. He only believed in a God that would make sense.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth. Lord, make us correct.
Have you been hurting from addiction, past hurts, fear, insecurity? Maybe your marriage is falling apart or your kids seem distant. If any of this sounds familiar, then it's time to break free from the chains, pains, and stains of the past. 2 Corinthians 3:17 declares, "Now the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." Breakaway Recovery Group meets every Friday night at 7 p.m. in the Truth Church Cafe. Come out for a great worship experience, sound teaching, small groups, and coffee. Don't you think it's time to be free from everything that's held you back? Truth Church is located at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce, 34981. For more information, please call 772-461-8555.
The Revealing Truth and Ignite Your World Incorporated thanks Joey's Cafe for their underwriting support of this week's broadcast. Joey's Cafe is a family-owned and operated breakfast, lunch, and dinner experience specializing in affordable home-cooked meals. Joey's Cafe is located at 6650 South Highway 1, St. Lucie Square Plaza, a mile and a half north of Prima Vista Boulevard.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Only let into you have it all. My heart is yours. Only let into you have it all. My heart is yours. Won't relent until you have it all. My heart is yours. Won't relent until you have it all. My heart is yours.
I'll set you as a seal.
This is Tom Creighton, station manager of WCNO Radio. Most of you know that WCNO Radio is a listener-supported ministry. But do you know that much of our programming is made possible by corporate underwriting? Christian businessmen and women who sponsor this ministry monthly with a financial commitment that allows us to continue bringing you the music and message of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In return, we play sponsorship announcements that let the listeners know who our sponsors are, what they do, what products and services they provide, and if our listeners wish, how they may contact those sponsors. So if you're a Christian business person, why not join us as a partner in ministry today? For free, no obligation information on the corporate underwriting program, we're available at 772-221-1100. That number again, 772-221-1100.
Thank you.